Wait. How? Welcome to season two of the Asteroid Factory podcast.
Yeah, buddy!
If you weren't ready for a sequel, buckle up, bitches.
It's more of a reboot.
Is it? I'm not fans of reboots.
Let's kick episode one off with a quote.
I think that's...
We're talking Star Wars today.
I hope that's the quote.
What quote?
Go for it. Wait. Finally, we will have our revenge.
Who's that?
Darth Maul, man.
Oh, was it Anakin?
It could be.
Sand gets in so many places and is uncomfortable.
Who said that?
Movies. Television.
Snowstorms.
Ice cream cones.
Anteaters.
Strawberry flavored lube. Musical guest Tina Turner.
She's back? Is she still alive?
You lost me at lube.
Is she? Hey there, guys and gals. Welcome to the Asteroid Factory podcast, where our nerd knowledge is on point. We are your hosts, James Von Doom.
I'm Chewie.
And I'm Three Toes of Fury. What up?
We're back. Season 2,
Happy
episode
New Year.
1.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
We got renewed. That is phenomenal. Yeah.
Thanks, NBC.
Wait, they renewed us?
Yeah.
I definitely appreciate the signing bonus and
if it
the
was
raise.
Fox, we'd be gone.
Oh, let's get political.
What are we talking about today?
We're talking about the state of Star Wars.
Yes.
We never got to do our Rise of Skywalker review because of the holidays and it was a challenging film for us. And I don't think we wanted to be part of the negative Nancy crew.
Well,
today.
Until
and
today.
And I will unleash my hatred.
Welcome to 2020, people.
We all saw it once, right?
Well, I think I'm up to three.
I saw it once.
Yeah. And so with the other thing, which is something
shit.
I appreciate because of you guys, is you both held off on really deep diving into The Mandalorian because it took me a while to catch it as well. So that's something else I feel like we can discuss today.
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk. Well, I think that all encompasses the state of Star Wars right now.
Awesome. But first things first. Are we doing pick of the week?
Yeah, picks of the week. Who wants to go first?
All right, I will. And I'll introduce me. Now for the greatest person there's ever been.
Three Toes of Fury.
Oh.
That's the first time someone introduced themselves.
Yeah,
on
I
the
know.
Cast.
I feel like I'm changing things up.
Yeah.
Roll with me, guys.
Hey, I don't like change. I fear it.
I fear change. My first pick of the week. All right. Don't fuck with cats. Heard of it?
Oh, no.
Don't tell me Cats is your pick of the week for episode one, season two.
Not Cats the movie, although we really
should.
Look,
don't talk shit about
it
because Idris Elba will come and find us.
He probably.
Was he a cat?
In the movie?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't really paid
attention. I thought that's what you said you saw three times.
Oh. So are you guys familiar with it?
Yes.
Seen it?
Yes.
Wait,
Cats? I feel like, are we doing what's bad about the world? We're giving praise to a psychopath.
It's not praise to a psychopath. It's a pretty...
It's
a well-done-ish. So I find that
creepy.
What Netflix is doing is... I don't know if they created the bandwagon or jumped on it or simultaneous, but there's a true crime is where it's at. I mean, podcasts, like every other podcast is true crime. It's all over the place. And so it's a hot topic, and this is jumping on board there. And the other thing they're doing with that show, and then there's a new one I started today about the New England Patriots guy. Was it Hernandez? Who was the murderer? It's pretty good. I think what they're doing is taking a topic that's true crime, and then they're stretching it out more than it needs to be. Because in the case of Don't Fuck With Cats, it was three episodes. I think they could have done it in two. But the reason I suggest it is it's fucked up. This guy is fucked up. The topic is really hard. I don't think I would have watched it if I didn't have a couple people tell me about
it.
But it's about these internet sleuthers that helped towards finding...
Don't post dick pics because they'll know where and when you took and posted that dick pic.
It is bonkers.
Shit. It's so sad.
Are you telling the truth?
Yeah, I'm serious. Don't post the dick pics. But no, it's. I don't want to say I didn't care as much, but like the thing he did to the animals was worse than.
Oh, it's horrid.
What he did to the humans, human. But it's just.
And honestly, I wouldn't have even been able to make it through it if I hadn't been told, like, you really need to check this out. So the key takeaway from this show, and you don't need to know a lot about it, it deals with some heavy material, deals with somebody who fucks with animals. They don't show it, but they...
Thank God,
But there's enough there where you're like...
Oh, you know what he did.
I mean, you can't unsee it. But it's these people who were pissed and are, I don't want to say shut-ins, but these are very computer, like locked in their basement type of situation.
That guy people. Was a, yeah.
A little bit, yeah. And but they go to town on analyzing information, analyzing videos, and it, the detective work is so impressive and detailed and obsessive that it's pretty great. It's, so that's what.
And it's crazy that it ended with kind of like what I like, they tell the viewers, they're like, look, we can't say or not say that did you give him what he wanted? Like, he did this for attention.
Right.
Now we're doing a documentary on it and more people are finding out about him. So we're just making him more famous. Are we complacent?
Or which is at the end where she looks at the camera like, fuck, that's a great point. Also, which I won't spoil, is the last 10 minutes of this movie or this like mini series is one of the craziest. It's almost orchestrated how twisty it is at the end when they reveal aspects of what kind of influenced this guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's what somebody equated it to me was, he's like, it's like the end of Unusual Suspects. I'm like, it's fucking the end of Unusual Suspects. And that's part of with these true crime things where they have to make them entertaining and how they added them and whatnot. But it's really like the last 10 minutes, this thing is worth absolutely worth 3 hours. It's that good.
Wait, so what was the name of the
Don't Fuck With Cats? It's on Netflix. It's three parts. True crime, internet sleuthery. Sure. That's a word.
All right. Well,
and this is on Netflix.
Yep.
Yeah. Don't watch it, because then you're supporting him, just like Three Toes, who's the devil. Don't. But then, God damn it, I watched it. Anyway, can I go mine? I need, this is hot off the presses. Hit me.
Okay, well then, Three Toes, you need to introduce him. Here we go.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is hot off the presses.
Like a steaming dog shit in the winter.
Bring it, Doom.
Okay, so we are at a library, and my pick of the week is a 8-year-old child picking straight out of Compton off the shelf. To go home and watch.
It's wait, so awesome. Did you just see that?
Yeah, I did. And it just made my day. I mean, all right, let's say she's 9 tops. But yeah, straight out of Compton. That's her pick. That's... Her pick of the week, so it's my pick of the week.
Did you pick it out of like the young adult section of the library?
She is not a young adult. She is years from young adult.
That's crazy.
No, okay. My pick of the week is a show I hold near and dear to my heart. And it is coming back. In 30 days from 2 days ago, I believe.
Okay. About this.
I can't wait for Star Wars, The Clone Wars to come back.
Yeah.
Now, it's weird because I did feel that. Yeah.
Nice. Need some applause for that.
And that ties into today's show.
It does.
Yeah.
I never use the theme.
So I've told Chewie about this on many lunches we've had together. It is one of the greatest animated shows for me of all time. It was weird, and I was talking to Quarch as well. It's almost the best thing for me for Star Wars. It feels authentic Star Wars from start to finish. I mean, you know, say what you want about the movies. Some do, some don't. But I can't wait for it to come back, but I'm also a smidge nervous because I thought it ended. I kissed the butthole really? For those
thought,
who can't
I,
see.
I thought people thought that it didn't really have a proper ending.
Did it know it was going to end when it ended?
I think it did. Yeah, I think they said they I'm fairly certain that this was one of those shows that they're like, we're doing 6 seasons and then we're done. So this, you know, fit your story into 6 seasons. I felt it ended well enough. Like, I was happy with it. And it only because it ended with, you know, Revenge of the Sith. Like, that was the movie that it was supposed to end before.
So it led up to Revenge of the
Sith.
Yeah, pretty
well. I mean, just the characters you get. So, oh my God.
This is one of those shows where I started watching the movie that kicks it all off.
Yeah.
The Clone Wars movie. And then saw how many episodes were involved in catching up on the show.
It's intimidating.
And it was very intimidating. But then saw the trailer for the new season, and I don't have a choice.
No, you don't.
Did you see the trailer for the new season?
No, I didn't know there was going to be a new season. I pinged you this week. I was like,
what? I heard rumors.
I was like, what? They're making it? How? When?
And then
our
coworkers, like, I saw it on his Instagram post, and I immediately got an erection.
And the rumor is, or I think they even announced that this show takes place during Revenge of the Sith.
Yes, it's like the transition for Anakin Skywalker.
So you're going to see scenes kind of playing out that play out in parallel with scenes from Revenge of the Sith.
That's awesome.
And there's some stuff in the trailer that's puzzling people.
Yeah.
Like there's a scene of Anakin and Padme, and she's clearly pregnant, but she's a hologram, and they're like touching, they're doing that Blade Runner thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, they're touching each other, but she's a hologram.
Is she a replicant? Really
is she?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Her acting would say yes.
Zing! We never talked about that. Hot.
In your face.
Helen.
I cut her off.
You know what Helen likes is that hot scene from Blade Runner, the sequel, with Ryan Gosling
making and Jared Leto talking.
Yeah.
Mm.
That was a deleted scene.
Absolutely.
No, the fans requested it, and we did what, you know, they...
That...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So all you are... Right. Right, so, Doom, you've seen all of Clone Wars
a couple
and
times.
All of Rebels?
I'm on season two of Rebels.
How many are there?
Four.
14.
Four seasons.
Okay. Four.
Is Rebels a prerequisite? Does Rebels...
Rebels is after... It's after Revenge of the Sith, but prior to
That sits between 3 right? and 4.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, okay. No, it's great, though. And you know what it is? It's fucked up, but that's like... It's kind of your best way to get more of the characters you like. Dooku's in Clone Wars a bunch, Darth Maul, nice. You know. And then Rebels, you get Vader and Thrawn. And, like, you get these characters you wish were in the movies right. more, and you didn't get to see anything.
Outstanding.
And then what's the third series? Resistance?
Yeah, I don't know if I need to see that. It's... More tied into the newest trilogy.
Is that on Disney?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay, so Clone Wars season...
Seven.
And this is streaming on
Lucky
Amazon
seven.
Prime?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, it's on Disney Plus. That look of shock on Three Tails was worth it, actually.
Oh, but it's on Disney. Okay, good. So I'll have it. Awesome. That's exciting.
Get on it.
Cool.
Gotta catch up.
Someone's got to see me in.
All right. And for Chewie's pick of the week, Morbius, the living vampire.
You know what? You know this sound effect? Do you know what I have it named on this piece of paper over here?
Jared Leto?
Jared Leto.
Yeah!
He was so good as his rendition of the Joker.
The best. I mean, undeniable.
You know what tells you a lot about
it's
a person?
Oscar.
Is if they tell you that one of their favorite actors is Jared Leto.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to run.
Do you
run.
Leave the room?
Yeah, oh yeah. If you're in a room. Well, you probably won't make it out. Shiv.
Okay, so my pick of the week, and I'm sorry, Three Toes, but I'm going theme too, is the news that the Obi-Wan show has been pushed back to a start filming date of January 2021. And I bring this up as my pick because most of the coverage that I see online says, oh, this is a sign of what's wrong in the Star Wars universe, or what's Kathleen Kennedy doing? She's messing up. Or,
oh, yeah.
what's going on in the Star Wars universe?
It's like the best impression of me I've ever heard.
Is it?
Wait, who was that Kathleen Kennedy?
There's a lot of buzz around her making the delay. Yeah.
No, her voice.
No, her voice is really deep.
I think we should hold off on this Obi-Wan show. That's what I think.
Very gravelly.
Yeah, being without his respirator.
Of your, was it the Punisher voice?
Yeah. Oh. Wait, I can't even remember how I did the Punisher.
Just do some barks and growls. Yeah, there it is. That's good.
Yep. I'm narcissistic, so when I listen back to our podcast and you would do that, but you don't drop once or twice. I was like, that's a keeper for me.
All John right. Bernthal needs to be pulled into the Star Wars universe.
Right, or this podcast.
Johnny B, hit us up, man.
So Obi-Wan news about being postponed.
You like this?
I think it's good news because they're realizing that they need to take their time and do things right. Mm-hmm. The reason why they postponed it is because they saw the scripts and realized that they need to be polished up a bit.
Okay.
Ewan McGregor came out and said their filming date is now January 2021.
Filming.
When was it supposed to be? So it won't come out till the end?
It's supposed to be filming now. It's supposed to be starting
right, filming now. Right, because I thought it was supposed to come out at the end of this year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Ish. I mean, so...
I would rather wait. You know what?
Yeah, and you know, maybe, and part of it is maybe that they're realizing, even with some of the fallout from Skywalker, which we'll talk about, that they need a little bit of a gap.
Yeah.
I mean, that's,
I don't know what you're talking about. What fallout? That movie was start to finish gold.
Of course. Everyone's entitled to their opinion.
I'm glad that it's postponed.
Yeah.
I kind of wish we had more of The Mandalorian, which we'll talk about in a little bit. However.
Don't we? Won't we?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm really excited about? Having the fandom leave for a while.
Yeah.
Having all this fighting leave for a while.
Right.
Just shut up.
All these dicks that talk about it on a podcast. Oh, speaking of which.
Yeah, that's us.
Hey.
Wait a second. Dang it.
After we're done, everybody can take a break. Once we get this one in the bank, then people can take a break.
Then everyone needs to shut it.
Shut their
mouths. We are getting way too meta. Uh-oh. That means it's time for the topic of the week.
What is it?
Are we talking Star Wars?
Yeah.
I mean, if we have
can't get away from it. It's all we've been talking about today. Well, you guys should have told me that my pick of the week had to be Star Wars theme.
Yeah, you fucking nerd. Star Wars.
So where do you want to start? Let me start off with a little story. So we all went and saw Rise of Skywalker at AMC.
Opening night.
Opening night.
That is a little story.
Preview night, actually.
It was a starlit sky.
Mm-hmm. It was a starlit sky.
Mm-hmm.
We had a nice experience at a bar beforehand. A
couple cocktails.
Radar Rider was in attendance.
Giddy up.
Someone provided a cocktail in the movie theater. I don't know who that was.
Oh, it sounds like an alcoholic.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Chocolate, giddy up.
I guess if you're wondering who's, you know, snuggles.
Snuggles. Who snuggled into the theater?
Well, he was snuggling with said flask.
I was.
Yeah. Wait.
You understand
he was. Not Three Toes.
No, we saw somebody.
He's not a delinquent.
We turned them in, and they got kicked out, as they should.
And the story continues with... us going to the theater, and I think I remember turning to one of you almost immediately, and I stated, I don't think this audience is going to respond to
you
this
did
film.
Tell me that.
That would have been you, because I don't remember that.
Okay. I was listening to a podcast that you had recommended with Tarantino.
Yep.
I think the Real Cast or Real Talk.
Yeah. That was a good one.
And he mentioned seeing his movie with an audience and knowing and just feeling when audiences are... reacting or feeling when audiences are listening, feeling when audiences are can sense that something's coming. And I just sensed before the movie even started that this was going to be a very quiet experience. And if you go back to our last podcast, one of the things that I stated as one of the things I was most excited for seeing this movie was seeing it with you guys and seeing it with a group of people that wanted to see it and was going to be excited to see it.
Yes.
And I don't think anyone was excited.
It's
to see
weird
it.
That
it
you
felt
like
really strange.
It was a there was a weird vibe
no one's
in that theater
about that. Well, correct. Everyone's talking about the movie, but no one's talking about.
Do you think it's because? And I mean, you know, I'm glad we got to see it when we saw it, and you know,
I wouldn't change.
Chewie, you know, scooped up the tickets, but it was. It's funny you say that because like a week or two later, I was thinking randomly, what if we had seen it in IMAX or Dolby? Would that have changed the experience? Because no. I'm wondering if the audience would like. If you saw it in IMAX or Dolby, you would have had people waving their lightsabers and in like I feel like
do you
audience,
think so?
Yeah, I mean
we went preview night.
We did, and there were people outside posing with their lightsabers and stuff. And those people went to IMAX and
they
Dolby.
Didn't look happy.
Actually, and that was the other thing. When we came in, was that when the crowd was coming out from the previous showing? It was.
Yes,
it was the people coming out of the IMAX one. And I was like, hey, what do you think? And it was a weirdly somber crowd. And again, I don't want to read the room there, but. I was like, oh, I expected people to be a little bit more jacked up. They were all carrying their like $80 R2-D2 soda cups.
Yes.
Which Chewie and Three Toes did not purchase. I purchased two.
Good man.
So I could paint one of them red. No. But seriously, I got to ask because I posted this on Instagram and I just want to hear what you guys, the more I think about it, how much did the Emperor hurt the film?
That's a great question.
I just need to hear. It saddens me so much. And I have to.
I don't know please. If it hurt the film. What?
No, go ahead.
I don't know. No, I don't know if it hurt the film as much as we didn't need to see him.
Yeah.
Or they could have used him more effectively. So what? Yeah. So we're jumping into the flick itself. So first things first. Initial, now that we've had some time since, so we came out critical, all of us came
out
critical.
I would say,
Since then, you've let some of it sit. I've seen it 300 times since then.
And it's gotten better every time.
The third viewing, now that it was setting, I did see it actually in IMAX. Now IMAX was kind of nice. It was family. I had kind of let a lot of my critiques go by the backside. I found enjoyment in scenes. There was absolute enjoyment. But my critiques still hold and maybe grow with every viewing. And so...
when you saw it with your son, when you walked out with him, did you turn to him and say, son, that movie was garbage?
Absolutely. And I said, and if you like it, no,
you're
going
to get a backhand.
But the thing that I think I've wrestled with the most, and so now we can get into the dirt, is when Last Jedi came out and it was insanely polarizing. And there was half the people shitting on it and half the people, and even these days, we've talked about how even more and more a lot of people shit on it.
I was like, those fuckers who shit on it don't get it, because it's a good movie. It's got a lot of good stuff. While I was sticking up for it. And I realized as I came out of this movie, and I'm like, I have all these critiques, and I keep saying it about choices they made. I'm like, God damn it. I am the voice that other people didn't like choices that Ryan made in Jedi, and now I am that voice for this movie. And so I'm like, well, I'm no better than them. So I'm putting that out there saying straightforward, I get it. But I'm also trying to do it in a constructive way of saying there was decisions that were made with this movie that I didn't like.
And like Han Saber?
Leia's Saber. God, there's so many.
R2's Saber.
Like. Why not? Shit, give them to everybody.
Yeah.
Why not?
So the Emperor.
Just open the store that's in Galaxy's Edge right now in the movie and have everyone just able to go and build their own sabers.
I'm counting on it. Let's do it. So do you think, let's talk about the Emperor. Yeah. Do you think that when they set out and they made the first one, The Force Awakens, that they even had the Emperor? No. I don't think so either.
No. Even though people state that they think Rey is stabbing with her lightsaber almost immediately.
Yeah.
Like she's being very stabby.
I don't remember that at all.
Well, if you watch Palpatine fight, he's very like, yeah.
He's a shanker.
Oh, yeah.
He's a shank, not a swinger.
Yeah.
So.
No, but I don't. I think a lot of people said, like, you know, they would have brought him in the first film.
Right.
Why introduce Snoke at all? At least
hints. Good storytelling would be pepper in some Easter eggs or hints that foreshadow something.
Snoke just say something about
scramble your eggs and put a little pepper on the top. But no, there was no pepper until the third movie. And it was just like, well, let's retcon everything. The worst part is the Vader retcon. Like, Vader sacrificed his life, became, you know, good for 30 seconds and died.
That's it.
But for nothing, the Emperor just ended up.
I think my number one biggest challenge is, and I'm not going to go down the road of comparing this to Endgame or talking about Endgame or talking about the MCU.
Good.
Other than just saying MCU, good on you. But my biggest complaint is that they brought back this new trilogy and they were creating it years ago and they spent an insane amount of money and an insane amount of time that they didn't just sit down and really think through.
They
those
just
three
didn't
movies.
Have a story.
Like it even feels like the movies are written one at a time.
Lucas was like, look, this is the story I'm going to tell over three movies. All right, well, it wasn't the best story, but it was a fucking cohesive it was cohesive-ish story.
That strategy could have worked if the third director played yes and.
Right.
Instead of no.
Right.
Yeah.
And again, everybody's talking about if you liked Jedi, you're going to hate Skywalker, and I don't necessarily think that's true, but there are factors there where there's no question JJ listened to the trolls, and it's a well-trod territory.
It was a Reddit written movie.
It was a checklist movie, and it was listen to the trolls and try to undo or redo some huge things that were set out in 7 or 8, and that sucked.
Let me go back to that story that I started off with the theater experience.
Yes.
That I assumed initially that the reason we were having that weird vibe in the theater was because, hey, maybe most people here are part of that we don't like the Last Jedi crew. And maybe that's why, hey, we got some, we're very hesitant to even be excited right now. But walking out, no one in the theater was excited or
didn't feel it.
Yeah, at all. So that's not
because
the case.
Because you want to know why no one was excited? And this goes back. I was reading, I didn't even read it because I didn't have to. They were saying, like, you know, why did the Luke Vader reveal work and why didn't the Rey Palpatine reveal work? Because it was done. No one, that's why no one was excited. It was, we watched Return of the Jedi again.
Correct.
Almost frame for frame.
Correct.
A little bit of Empire, you know, with Kylo doing his thing. But like, that was what made me the most mad. I saw the movie already.
Even though the Luke Vader reveal was Empire.
Right. That was the reveal.
But it's still, and you're spot on. JJ rewrote episode 4 with Force Awakens and just kind of rehashed it, rebooted it. And I'm like, you can't do that again in this movie. You
and
just
he
can't.
Did
you have
the
all
these
characters. And he fucking rewrote Jedi.
So, and that takes me back to episode 6 of the podcast where I'm like, I think Kylo Ren could be a better villain than Vader.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, he is Vader. Or they wrote him to end just... Yeah,
I'm,
do it.
I'm so sorry. My condolences.
So much.
At least he got to kiss someone before he passed.
Yeah,
which is my biggest gripe with the whole movie is I hated. I hate a redemption story for him. I hate it. I hate it because it's easy. I hate it because it's been done. I hate it because it doesn't track.
Unless they took the time to do it right.
Even then.
Yeah, like with Vader, and again, I mean, it's easy for me to say because I grew up with 4, 5, and 6, but with Vader, it wasn't like this great big happy ending that he's like a super, super nice guy and everybody's all huggy. He came through and he did the right thing and he helped save Luke, died, and that was it. And I know people are like, well, that's exactly what happened with Rey and with Ben. I'm like, no, fucking Ben Solo was on this path to be this really great bad guy, and he made the decision. He fucking killed Han. I'm like, let him own this big bad.
Yes.
Let him dispatch Hux. Let him be the fucking Hitler of the universe, which he kind of is. To give him a redemption story is so, it's so fucking soap opera.
He could have actually been the best villain in Star Wars because they kind of fucked up the Emperor towards the end. No offense. But like,
yes, and they neuter him with the Emperor.
Yes.
And I did like how when he went into it, he's like, what are you going to do for me? And it was fine. But to think that he wasn't big enough, bad enough by himself, and to have to just fucking duct tape the Emperor into there on a goddamn crane as a zombie. Like, what the fuck is
with his, there, with his jar of Snokes?
Yeah. Which is fine.
That'd be a great band name.
Jar of Snokes.
Jar of Snokes.
I like it. Let's get on that.
Yeah.
And then the whole goddamn like group of like weird cloaked, I don't know what they were supposed to be, his cult of people that was
Sith followers. Yeah,
I guess. Yeah. Like the background noise. I don't know. And they give him nothing to do in the entire movie.
It was
movie.
Like a country of, no one ever talks about, where did those fuckers come from?
We don't know.
I mean, it's a hard place to get to, you know? And there's just legions of these crazy hooded figures. I mean, they all die anyway. Spoiler alert. But
even like the kid turned to me in the opening 5 minutes. He's like, oh, how is he still alive? I'm like, don't worry about it. They're going to explain it. I just lied to my kid. They're never going
to
explain
you did.
It.
You lied to him.
I had to. Otherwise, I had to tell him. Like,
They'll explain all that stuff in comic books and books and video games.
Yeah, or forums for people like us.
That's so sad.
It's been like it's been hundreds of times now where I've read something on social media where it's like, hey, did you catch how this character did this and this showed up in the movie? And I'm like, wow, that's amazing. I must have missed it. No, it wasn't in the movie. Or if it was in the movie, it wasn't called out, and it was just something that was in the background.
Yes.
I just didn't think, truly, at the end of the day, I mean, I rewatched The Last Jedi again.
Good man.
And I love the movie.
That's great film.
Great stuff.
I mean,
The moments in that movie,
I think it's,
are some of the best moments in any Star Wars movie.
I feel like the movie is good on its own. Even the casino scene. I didn't enjoy it, but it's not something to detract to where I'm just like, oh, this movie's garbage.
Here's the thing. So let me go back to that yes and comment I made.
Yes. And?
Yes and go on.
If JJ yes anded this movie, he could have made Canto Bite something more than it was. There's a part in Canto Bite in The Last Jedi where Rose, who everyone loves,
I mean, she was huge in the third movie, too. Thank God.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely forefront.
Yeah.
Minute 15.
It was like 20. Rey, Rose, and then everyone else.
Yeah, right.
Where she explains.
And they ended up together?
Come on.
You're weird.
Yeah, that's appropriate.
No, that was a sound effect from the movie.
Yeah, sure.
Rose explains to Finn, like, the meaning of rebellion.
On a
balcony when they're watching like those weird horse things.
The human-faced horseman.
And you see on Finn's face real acting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you see him change. And you see him click into, oh. Like, you already knew that he was on the path to some sort of redemption because he already switched from being a stormtrooper. But you could tell from that speech that she gave him that, oh, wow. Yeah, I need to be pushed a little harder, and I'm going to try harder or whatever. That could have been spun into... I had this idea. What I thought going into Last Jedi, which never happened, they killed Phantom Smasher. What's her name? Phantomas?
Phasma.
Phasma.
Phantom Smasher.
I just named
Phantasma.
Is that a goddamn Pokemon character?
I think I just named two random, like really deep cut bands.
We're here with Phantom Smasher. We heard that Hanover Park rocks.
So the beginning of Force Awakens, Finn, what's it called? Defects?
Yeah.
Defects. Then instead of facing...
Traitor!
That guy.
Yeah.
Instead of facing him there, he faces Phasma and loses.
You mean instead
but
of...
But gets away.
Yeah.
And then in Rise. God. No, and then in Last Jedi, faces Phasma. In the where he faces her, loses, but gets away. And then in Rise,
mm-hmm.
faces Phasma,
and wins.
And win. Like, how...
See...
How fulfilling would that
be? You just painted a picture. So Finn is one of the worst characters in Star Wars. And I say that... I didn't
wait,
love...
Wait, wait, wait. What? That guy had hours of screen time doing one thing...
Chewie!
R2!
Pull! Yeah. That's the thing. I didn't...
Salacious Crumb!
I feel like he did okay in The Force Awakens. I didn't love him. I thought he was a bit of a spaz in the first movie.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
second movie...
Droid, please.
I enjoy... Yeah.
That's JJ.
I know. I know. And exactly. The second movie, the I liked... I liked the path Finn
path
was on.
Yes. Path Poe.
I was looking forward to seeing him develop as a character. And then the third movie, oh my God, he was worse in that than in any film he was
and
in.
He was just written like ass. The Kevin Smith, one of his dissections, he talked about how there's that scene late in the movie, which is tacked on, like a lot of the characters, where he's with like the girl that rides the horse.
Yes, part
of the
yes.
room, and they're sitting talking. She says she was another stormtrooper.
Yes.
And Smith, and it was Smith's comment, he was quoting somebody else, said, all you had to do for that scene was when she's talking, tie it to his... defection. If she said the reason that we all defected is we heard about you and that yeah, really inspired
exactly.
us. And I was like, that's a way to write the scene better, to tie it to him, to give him more of a play.
To make him worthy of
and
something.
There was nothing. They wrote his character
like
dog
shit.
Absolutely. They didn't give him any arc to do. That no. Sinking in the quicksand. And I want to tell you something, but I didn't. Like,
yeah,
what?
and then he does he still love Rey at the end? Why wouldn't he love the girl who clearly loves him and
or Rose?
There's like six girls who that. Yeah.
Hey, we're going on an adventure. You want to go with? Yeah, I gotta read some library notes.
I actually gotta go clean the shit out of the toilet.
There's
so.
Gonna be a Rose comic book.
Whatever.
That's gonna explain
that no one's gonna fucking read. Like,
will you accept
why not?
This Rose?
Why will they not read the Rose comic book?
Don't would tell you? Me. Would you?
I'm gonna be there day one.
Okay.
Uh-huh. You have to be now, or you're racist.
I already made sure that the bookstore guy is going to keep it in my locker.
All I'm going to
so
say
come
is
come pick it up after work.
Is this?
I'm worried about that.
The so prequels excited. Gave us
Rose Forever
better characters than the new trilogy, and that is terrifying.
A little bit. It's how it used them, or how it told the story. I feel like coming Skywalker is one of the weirdest experiences I've had at Star Wars, where it just felt like. Set pieces, and it didn't feel like I was going along for the ride and enjoying the adventure. It was just like set piece, set piece, callback.
Did you care that anyone died?
I
outside of the characters from the original,
it kills
trilogy?
Me that I didn't.
Outside of the people that they killed, but then didn't kill.
Oh, let's. Oh God. No offense, Chewie, but I wanted Chewie to die.
The
that
same
would
here.
Have been one of the greatest scenes in Star Wars history for me.
Yes,
Rey lights that shit up, and Chewie's dead. Like.
So,
thank you.
Second biggest critique.
You see, like, a Wookiee
like,
arm.
I was going to say, like, a tuft of hair. Just yeah.
His head lands in the desert.
Shit.
Thunk.
All right. We could have went with tuft of hair, but head works, too.
Second biggest critique is the fact that they would not commit to any loss in the movie. There's no commitment to loss.
No.
And there's every character is... So, you've got Chewie is dead. You've got C-3PO makes the ultimate sacrifice. You've got... Ben that dies once and comes back. Rey that dies once and comes back. You've got Rey that's bearing her lightsabers, but then suddenly has another one.
Oh my God, I never listed these things.
Every out. Commitment to loss in this movie is then dialed back 5 minutes later.
Just like, kidding.
Yeah. Isn't that a JJ thing?
Maybe. Or it's another cheesy soap opera thing that they're trying to tack onto this movie to try to...
That no one ever dies?
Retcon episode 7.
Vader's coming back. Did you hear about that?
What?
No, I'm just making shit up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why not? He was... If anyone lived... That motherfucker was half robot. He, you know, he should be able to come back.
And to, honest to God, all he had to do was one thing, and I would have loved the movie, is just show a shot of Boba Fett flying out of the Sarlacc pit. That's it. Just show it. Cut away to that
why not?
And cut back.
Why the fuck
if he showed
not?
That,
you know
it would
what?
Be the greatest movie
it's
of
like,
all time.
It's like, let's blow up the fucking pinata. You want candy? Here's Boba Fett flying out of the Sarlacc
pit. Yes.
Let's do it.
They should have.
Who would have even fucking blinked an eye at that point?
No.
Hey, you know what?
That actually would have gotten serious.
You know
problems.
What would have been even better? Fucking Boba Fett flying out of that Sarlacc pit with Chewie's medal to be like, Chewie! And just toss it to him.
Huckabee!
Thank you.
Buddy series right out of there.
Yeah, that's buddy it. Cop. Maybe like Turner and Hooch.
Yes.
Wait, what's Greedo's word now?
McClucky.
McClucky. Well, that's good.
I think.
It's close. Because it was like right. Macaulay. I feel like it.
I rewatched that. It doesn't ruin the scene.
It doesn't improve it.
It's fine. So, all right. So, do we, what, do I don't want to just shit out. What, is there anything that
okay.
we liked?
Well, let me tell you something. This was going to be
trying to end positive.
This was going to be the state of Star Wars where we actually talked about more than just Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, we did.
So this Mandalorian. This is going to be a two-parter.
Okay, it has to be because yes, because we got to give Mando its due. But all right, so before we end this, is there the aspects of this movie that we came with like yes, anything?
No,
I think
a majority.
I want to rewatch it. Okay, here's the thing. I go back to a theater to see a movie a second or third time because there are moments that I want to see on a big screen again, or there are moments that I want to see with people that haven't seen the movie.
Right.
And nothing in Rise made me want to go back and see it.
It's part of it.
But looking back and trying to think of something, if I had to pick...
That good, huh? I'll go.
There were scenes.
Okay.
I love the opening. Like Kylo Ren on a killing spree, I enjoyed that.
I didn't like it.
What?
It was because I couldn't follow.
That's true. It was a little spastic, but
I didn't connect. It was a weird choice. I mean, and that was another thing. I think Smith pointed out that every other movie started with like a space shot. It was just a weird choice, but I liked it because it got me back to Kylo and he was badass.
It gave me hope.
Yeah. Would you say it was like a new?
It was a new hope. It was a reinvigorated hope that they're like, I was like, oh my God.
Would you say it was a return of a Jedi?
He's going to be an asshole. I'm like, yeah, that's it. Like, you know, the first movie, he was wishy-washy. Second movie, he's like, I'm burning everything to the ground. And they start the third one. I'm like, oh my God, he's going to do it. He's going to be a villain. He's going to die a villain. Yes. And then they fuck it up. But
Kiss.
I mean, the action wasn't bad. The water, the wave scene
Bingo.
On the Death Star, I thought, or the ruins of the Death Star was pretty good.
That one, I think, was the best, like, for action's sake. It's hard to do anything original or new, and you have so many lightsaber battles, so many, like, scenes, so many, like, earth, wind, and fire that you're fighting with the backdrop of.
Do you remember?
Do you remember? I don't know any more words of the song. You do, though. You are a time-traveling vampire, you son of a bitch.
It was the 21st night of September.
Yeah.
Come on.
How do you know all this stuff? I love it. All right, but yes, that scene thematically and just in general, it's a pretty great scene. And actually, I love the idea of revisiting the crashed like shell of the Death Star. That's a cool callback. Cool,
well, was it as cool as that dagger thing that used
the... That's, I think, when I checked out.
Oh, God.
I think I checked out during the
I think even scene. The people who liked the movie were just like, what the Okay, so the thing,
you're talking about the dagger that's like the treasure map?
Yeah.
So two things there. Immediately I was like, are you fucking going full on Goonies with me with the whole like one-eyed Willy? And the second thing was the way they implemented that was they're standing on a random spot on a random hill and they hold the thing
Death
up
Star
at that
was,
spot.
Yeah.
Anyway, if I go 20 feet to the right, that thing changes its perspective and it just
and
happens to be.
Whoever built the dagger thousands of years ago knew that the ship thing was come on.
Yeah, that's a little bit like National Treasure meets like fucking Da Vinci Code.
Dude,
meets
oh my
bad
God,
writing.
Can you imagine if Nicolas Cage showed up and was like, guys,
he would save this fucking movie.
Yeah, he wouldn't hurt it. Head sets on
the
fire.
The dollar bill's a treasure map. I do have one scene. However, it's a weird scene to pick for wanting to re-see the movie. And I rewatched New Hope.
Babu Frick.
In Empire.
Yeah. I kind of like him. It's so like programmed for me. Like, but go on.
I rewatched New Hope and Empire the two nights before we saw Rise. So that probably wasn't a great idea.
Terrible plan.
To watch like the best Star Wars movie ever right before seeing this movie. But we didn't see that coming. Anyway,
I watched Citizen Kane and Goodfellas. It didn't hold up.
In Empire, and I don't know if I said this on the cast. No, I can't because we didn't see Rise yet. In Empire, there's two moments in Empire where we see Chewie emote very strongly.
Mm.
One of them is when they close the doors.
Oh,
of the hangar,
I love the
and Han's outside, and he like I think he drops to his knees.
Yes,
and he cries.
Love it.
That happens in Rise.
Yep.
Once where Chewie finds out that the last person that he loves has died.
Yep,
and that's the only part that really stood out to me as like a good character moment.
It's a great moment, and it's great because it's kind of shot from afar, and you kind of see him drop, but it fucking kills me that I wasn't more into it. Like, I feel like, and even I was in a Smith
comment, I should have
cried. They should have hung on that. We should have had a little bit of moment of loss.
Was there a reason to keep, and I don't mean this in a negative way, but was there a reason that we needed Leia alive at all?
In this movie?
At all. Like, why couldn't she have died?
I think it's because they were able to do it, and because they weren't able to, because she died, the actress died beforehand, so they were able to
continue her story in some fashion.
I mean, I don't want to say it would have been cooler, but had she just got sucked into the vacuum of space, that would have been fucking hardcore. And I would 100% have been okay with it.
But and that's not, and that but one actually, know that. So this is the uber nerd in me, is the fact that I knew they kind of piecemealed her scenes into this movie. So that's, I can't hold that against the movie, but it felt like it to me. It felt like they would, it felt like cut scenes that were just written in. But I also know that going into it, so that's kind of snarky. But it did. That's why I didn't really connect to that. I didn't connect to her death at all. I'm like, well, she's going to die because they're going to run out of footage. So, yeah. I did like, I know how hard they try to do the fan service. I like the idea of bringing back the medal because for years it was like the running joke that Chewie didn't get a medal in episode four. So I like that nod as a little nod, but it doesn't say
where did
Dick.
It come from? Who had it?
It's the
Leia.
The theory is that
it's in her pocket.
So she had no chance the 40 years she was with him to be like, yo, bro, by the way, sorry.
I hocked this.
You hocked a Hattori Hanzo sword?
So yeah, I think
moving,
that's it.
So are we moving to the better universe?
Yeah, let's make this a two-parter.
Okay.
But
to be continued.
The murder is?
Oh, that means we got to get to our last segment. We're going to do a fast food feel file. And I have the topic. We're going to do this real fast. And this is something that you're passionate about. Because I just had another experience over the weekend.
Oh, go on.
Fast food field file for the first one for season two is the fact that Jersey Mike's can't get their head wrapped around how to serve fresh fucking bread.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
God.
It
really pisses me off.
Give me some. Are you guys get you been there and had bad bread?
Yeah.
Bad bread.
Like
three
crunchy,
toes.
Hard?
I've lost fucking molars to their bread.
Like the sub territory is rife with competition.
Come on, if Jimmy John's can get the
that's
fucking
some chewy
bread
goodness.
Right,
that's some chewy goodness.
Oh my God, it's always soft. It's always good. I never have a bad bite.
But then Jimmy John's has to get the other shit.
Yeah, but then Jimmy John's has their meats and cheeses.
So okay, so you get bad.
Jersey
experience.
Mike's has their meats and cheeses at some point. Yeah,
they do. But honestly, I never go to Jersey Mike's. I've been there like once or twice. So I was like, eh, it's okay. But I think
get
it was
this guy
guys.
Out of here. Get him
I think
out
the only times
I am turning off your mic.
Yep. Okay. You can hear me through your mics.
You can hear me through your mics.
So yeah. So yeah. Well, I just had to bring that up on the cast because it pissed
right,
me
well,
off.
I'm
again.
Not gonna let the first food, Jesus. Fast food item of the week be a negative. I'm gonna follow that up with
are you sure you don't want to save it?
I'm not saving it. I'm doing this for three toes.
Hit it.
A hybrid double-decker taco is back at Taco Bell, and I just wanted you to know that.
Have you seen it? Have you seen the commercials?
I was going to save it for another episode, but it is. I've enjoyed them.
Yeah, they're damn good for a buck.
I haven't tried them.
They're get
three
on
three sauces.
It.
Is the ghost sauce intimidating?
Oh, Reaper Ranch? I don't think I've tried it.
It was sold out when I went. I went 2 days ago. Sold out.
The Chipotle cheddar is on point.
I think that's what I had. It was good. It was small. Like, I think they're making the tacos small-ish because they're cheap. Yeah. But it was good.
I know.
So like my dreams have come true, kind of. I mean,
they heard you. Maybe they listened to you.
Do you think maybe this podcast is the reason?
Maybe.
Oh my God, we should get them as a sponsor.
I think the CEO of Taco Bell listens to our podcast.
Yeah, this cast is like, brought to you by Taco Bell
and all of the poops that are going to come from me eating it more and more.
Wait, so what are those called?
Oh fuck! Double loaded, double stacker taco.
I don't know. Cheap crap to eat whenever.
Cool.
Not good for you. All right.
Okay. You know what? I think you have to see us out.
All right.
We both will.
All right, guys and gals. Thank you for listening. Check out the ashrayfactory.com. There you can find more information about this episode and all other episodes. There you can leave us a voicemail that we will just... may just play on future episodes of the podcast.
Listen, share, and review our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or any podcast app of your choice. If you like the show, please tell your like-minded friends. Anything you can do to spread the word helps us take over the world. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook for up-to-the-minute coverage of what we geek out about. And don't forget this week...
I did better. We're rusty. I did better.
Don't forget this week, watch a movie, read a comic, and do some gaming. I'm Chewie.
I'm Three Toes of Fury.
And I'm James Von Doom. And remember, until the robots rise up,
put your ankles in it. Thank you.